This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Coach Gruden, all yours. We are coming to the end of the Hooters presenting sponsorship for the full in-season fantasy football podcast. Again, I thank them. They will be a presence at my golf tournament this Saturday. For the first time, I have Hooters gift cards to give away. I have Hooters managers playing in the tournament. I have Hooters calendar girls. One dressed good, one dressed evil, but still in the traditional Hooters outfit. They will be watching the action and even getting involved on the 9th and 18th greens. Been a lot of fun to have Hooters as the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank them for their support. As I do West Chase Golf Club, which is where Todd Wright Tour XIII 13th tournament I have hosted, sold out for weeks now. This is Good versus Evil 2018. Front nine as easy as I can make it. Back nine as difficult as I can make it, with some help from the superintendent, the management, and others at West Chase Golf Club. We are sold out, and I will be announcing my next event shortly. It will be my first ever major, and we are going to a new course, a private course, and a very nice course. But please get out to West Chase Golf Club on your own. Play the wonderful greens that people are still talking about that may have stopped playing West Chase as much a few years ago because of the greens. Not anymore. 813-854-2331, westchasegc.com. All coming together for my golf tournament. Yep, day before Super Bowl. Normally I go the week before Super Bowl, but I didn't want to go up against Gasparilla and NHL All-Star Weekend in Tampa, and the sellout shows that, at least for this year, I made the right call. All right, so let's do, I've been sort of biding time, rather than give you a full fantasy breakdown on the Super Bowl, and really what this comes down to is the daily player, the DFS player. So I'm going straight off DraftKings, off the showdown format, where we have a $50,000 salary cap, and we select four offensive players, or for you hockey fans, offensive players, and two defensive players, IDP. So there is no DST in play here because of the one game. You have six different individual players, four on offense, two on defense. So let's start on the offensive side. And because you're playing within one game, you can play multiple quarterbacks. You can play multiple tight ends. You can play multiple wide receivers. Tom Brady is the highest price, and I think we would all agree with that. $15,500. I think that is worth it, even though I do expect New England to do a number of things on the ground and be successful. Primarily with Deion Lewis on the ground. We have seen a lot of the Patriots' red zone touchdowns go to running backs, and since the Rex Burkhead injury, and he's back now, many of those have been rushing touchdowns, which takes Tom Brady's value down because he isn't throwing touchdowns. But this is the Super Bowl. This is where Tom so often shines, but at $15,500, I understand the price tag. I would be much more likely to invest in Tom Brady than I would be in Nick Foles. Nick is the second highest paid, second highest priced DraftKings player in the game at $12,800. I have a lot of concerns about Nick Foles in this game. I even understand that if the Patriots win this game and inverse the game flow, that it puts the ball in Nick Foles' hands, and there may be some garbage time yardage, some garbage time touchdowns, but I'm just not, from a fantasy standpoint, I wouldn't want I'm not playing Nick Foles in this particular game, especially as the second highest priced player that I can ultimately play. I may also be staying away from Rob Gronkowski, who is the third highest paid player at $12,400. It's not that I'm worried about Gronkowski coming off concussion. I think New England may be successful utilizing other weapons, and it may not be a dominant game for Rob Gronkowski. If he does have a dominant game, it's fun to watch. I think he is still one of the most fun players to see catch and run with the football because of his size, his athletic ability, his ability to run past guys, through guys, over guys, whatever it takes. That's a big investment for me. And at $12,400, maybe I'm a little jaded off the lack of production in the AFC title game. Granted, I can only play four offensive players, but at this point, I'd probably be investing with Brady, knowing that every throw results in points for him, and then go with other offensive players on the Patriots, maybe with more of an emphasis on the running backs. Fourth highest paid player is Alshon Jeffrey at $10,000. I'm tempted here, even though I don't feel very strongly about Nick Foles. I think Philadelphia is going to take some shots for big chunks of yardage. And to me, Jeffrey is the obvious guy in that situation. Made some big plays in the win against the Minnesota Vikings. Has had another couple of weeks to work on his chemistry and being on the same page with Nick Foles. And Alshon Jeffrey is a talented wide receiver. Some question how consistent he is. This is a big stage. I think Jeffrey wants to play big. There might be some comparisons to remember 13 years ago, Terrell Owens coming off that bad ankle injury, and Owens played big in a Philadelphia Eagles game where they were in it, but they weren't really in it. But Owens played great. I could see Jeffrey playing very well. And at the end of this game, even if New England wins, people are like, yeah, but Alshon Jeffrey, he had a good game. And let's face it, if the Patriots are playing from the lead, the Eagles may not be in a position to utilize the running game. Jeffrey's the best wide receiver that they have. Danny Amendola, I'm skipping over Brian Hoyer at $9,800. I don't think I need to justify that, why I'm skipping over that. Danny Amendola at $9,500, a big performer for the Patriots in their two playoff victories. But with a healthy Rob Gronkowski, I wonder how much Amendola plays because he doesn't play in two tight end sets. I think if he does play, yeah, Brady has gone to him recently. Eagles seem to be vulnerable to the slot wide receiver. Amendola just strikes me as being a little bit too hot right now. And the Patriots didn't even really plan to use him that much against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then once they weren't able to use their two tight end package and they had to go three wides, Amendola got in the game. So I'm staying away from Amendola because I'm not sure how many three wide receiver packages New England is going to run in this game. Zach Ertz comes in at $9,300. I just haven't seen enough volume for Zach Ertz since the switch from Wentz to Foles to play him. If I was going to spend money on an Eagles pass catcher, Alshon Jeffrey being just $700 more seems to be the better buy for me. Brandon Cooks at $9,100. I'm torn here. Cooks overall had a good year. Recently, there just hasn't been a lot. It's not that I don't like the matchup. I'm just I'm not sure that out of four offensive players that I want to use Brandon Cooks. And another reason is, again, if New England is playing from the lead, I don't know how much Tom Brady is going to need to throw to Brandon Cooks, because New England might just want to stay conservative, keep the ball on the ground, throw the ball to backs out of the backfield, throw this safe passes to Rob Gronkowski, or other pass catchers, Brandon Cooks to me. I think he might have an okay game, but okay doesn't get you far in DFS. Deion Lewis, I'll buy him at $8,900. Yeah, I mean, he's the lead back for the Patriots, Rex Burkhead, now fully healthy. I worry about Burkhead or James White. I hate the term vulturing, but it seems to apply. Touchdowns where Deion Lewis, if he was not sharing any time with any other running backs, it would be Deion Lewis getting those scores. But Deion Lewis at $8,900 certainly interests me at this point. Then, so let's say I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna put Tom Brady in my lineup. I'm gonna put Alshon Jeffrey in my lineup, and I'm gonna put Deion Lewis in my lineup. So I'm averaging $5,200 remaining per player. The highest paid, highest priced defensive player is Kyle Van Noy for New England, and I'm not sure that I want to spend on the highest priced individual defensive player. Let me just put a couple other guys in the lineup at a little bit lesser price. Let me put, for example, Malcolm Jenkins in the lineup at $4,800. And how about a Patriot, Patrick Chung at $3,900. It still leaves me $6,900 for one more player. And ironically, at $6,900, it's Rex Burkhead, interestingly enough. Rex Burkhead could get in the end zone in this football game if the Patriots go back to utilizing him the way they did prior to the injury, so you could make a case for using Burkhead in that situation. So you could use him with Deion Lewis, and that way, no matter who is in there, you're ultimately getting points. I guess, and I've been thinking about this a lot as the line has dropped in Las Vegas to 4 at the time of taping this podcast. I'm thinking maybe there's a Vegas belief not only in Foles protecting the football and making enough throws, the Eagles defense playing at a similar level as they have in recent weeks, and as the Jaguars did for three quarters. But I guess the third element there is Jay Ajayi having a good game. The LeGarrette Blount storyline going against his former team, I get that. But other than Blount and short yardage or goal line, I don't know how much volume he sees. I think there was a reason why the Eagles, when they were presented with the opportunity to acquire Ajayi, they had already sort of figured out Blount wasn't going to give them enough in this offense. And Ajayi was someone they could lean on more, could potentially break bigger runs, run through people rather than need space. So perhaps part of, and I'm trying to look at it from the side of those that have been investing in the Eagles in this game, Foles having a decent game, not giving up the football, throwing the intermediate passes, maybe hitting on a couple of big passes to Alshon Jeffrey or Smith, and the Eagles defense getting to Tom Brady, keeping the Patriots behind the chains. I guess some of it is Ajayi. So just based on that contrarian thinking, it's contrarian for me, you know, trying to see it the way that people investing in the Eagles are. If you are of the belief the Eagles are in this game and have a chance, then Ajayi is a fantasy play at $8,300. Because if you're going to tell me that come 11 p.m. on Sunday night, Jay Ajayi had 100 yards and maybe or maybe not a touchdown. You know, maybe the touchdown still goes to Blunt. Or, you know, maybe the Eagles really switch it up there and get Clement in there and just sneak him out of the backfield. But an Ajayi 100-yard rushing game shows there's not a lot of reverse game flow on the Eagles and that Ajayi is productive with the football. So I can see that. For me to get Ajayi in my lineup that I just put together, I would have to take someone else out of the lineup. So if I wanted to put Ajayi in, I would have to I could drop Malcolm Jenkins at 4,800 and just put in another defensive player. I could put in Chris Long at 3,200. So I could do that. And with defensive players, they don't score much. There's not a lot to go on there. So you can do that where you have the lead running backs on both teams, a wide receiver like Alshon Jeffrey and Tom Brady. Then you can, of course, if you're thinking, well, I'm not going to play two offensive players on the Eagles. I'd rather, you know, play. But if you're going to play Ajayi, then you're probably making the case that the Eagles are in the game. So an Alshon Jeffrey play might not be a bad idea. So anyway, there are just some thoughts. Let me go back and just look for some other offensive bargains. James White is $8,100. White is a guy that tends to shine this time of year. Just look at last year exactly this time of year. Nelson Aguilar, $7,400. I'm not big on Aguilar in this game. I'm bigger on the better player in Alshon Jeffrey than Aguilar. Rex Burkhead, $6,900. Sure, Rex could get in the end zone in this game. Chris Hogan has not had a good run. He is inexpensive at $6,400. I'm not buying. Torrey Smith at $5,900. No, I just don't have enough to go on with Smith. Maybe hit a couple of plays, but that's not enough in daily fantasy, especially when you're only playing four offensive players. LeGarrette Blount he's going to be touchdown dependent. That's a $5,500 play. If you really wanted to load up on Gronk and Foles, and let me see if I could do that. Let me see if I could play Blount, Gronk, and Foles with a couple of the same defensive players, and no, I'm $3,300 over. So I couldn't play Foles, but I could play Alshon Jeffrey, and then I'm only $500 over, and I could actually, instead of playing Patrick Chung, I could go down to $3,400, actually $3,300 and play Derek Barnett, just as an example. But that's the fun part of daily fantasy. You can pretty much play whoever you want. Not quite, but because the defensive guys, you can drop down and create some more space there. But just giving you some thoughts on some guys I think who are ultimately going to touch the ball, be a part of the game plan. Some big names, some not so big names, looking at it from the Patriots' winning side of things and winning in easy or anywhere from normal Patriots fashion to dominant Patriots fashion, and then trying to look at it the way many have been looking at it that have been investing in the Eagles on the Vegas line, driving the line down to 4 points, where it would clearly be a good game for Nick Foles and probably a very good game for a player like Jay Ajayi and perhaps an Alshon Jeffrey, and certainly the Eagles and the defense controlling Tom Brady and what the Patriots are able to do and perhaps preventing them from converting on third down or creating a lot of third and long situations. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. For those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you find your location at originalhooters.com. And of course, West Chase Golf Club is the site this weekend of Todd Wright Tour XII. Good versus Evil 2018, return of two tournaments in one. We are completely sold out. For information on my future tournaments, go to joebucksfan.com/golf or just email me and say you want to be on my mailing list at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Book your own round individually, twosome, threesome, foursome, at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa by calling 813-854-2331, 813-854-2331. We'll be back at some point. We'll record a podcast on Monday, day after the Super Bowl. I might not want to get out of bed extremely early unless I have a really good golf invite. I tend to enjoy the game close to home with friends and stay up late. So we'll see. But at some point, I will record a Monday podcast looking back at Super Bowl LII. And then we'll beyond that, we'll start spinning it forward. And again, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast continues the entire off season, minimum one podcast a week, starting next week, really until like late July, when we'll ramp it back up to a minimum of two podcasts a week. Who knows? If we have the sponsorship to support it, we may go to three podcasts a week next year, next season. But we continue every week. Just subscribe to the podcast and you'll know every time I record a new podcast. And I thank you very much. This basically completes the first two seasons of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And it's opened my eyes to podcasting. It's introduced me to a lot of people. I hope we just continue to grow. Thank you very much for your subscriptions, for your downloads, for your support, for your emails. And yes, you can always reach me via email either at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com or, if it's a specific fantasy football question, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.